AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Nancy Reagan's funeral will be held on Friday at the Reagan Library in Southern California. Library spokeswoman Melissa Giller.
We are estimating 1,000 people will be here for the ceremony. That is what we are planning for. It will be outdoors, rain or shine. We will just put up a tent over the structure.
The former First Lady died yesterday at 94. She will be buried alongside her husband on the library grounds. The White House says it will soon release information on how many people have been killed by U.S. drones and counterterrorism strikes since 2009. President Obama's counterterrorism and homeland security advisor, Lisa Monaco.
Not only is greater transparency the right thing to do, it is the best way to maintain the legitimacy of our counterterrorism actions and the broad support of our allies.
The casualty figures will be limited to areas other than those experiencing active hostilities, such as Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. One place on that list, Somalia, where U.S. drones and warplanes bombed and rocketed an al-Shabaab training camp where some 200 fighters and their trainers were said to be readying for a major attack on U.S. or African forces. Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis.
We took action to ensure that they couldn't put that training to use in an attack against us or Amazon.
President Obama defends what his administration has done to prevent another financial crisis.
During a meeting with financial regulators, the president noted the collapse of Bear Stearns was 8 years ago this month. And he pushed back against criticism that his administration hasn't done enough to prevent another financial crisis.
Wall Street reform, Dodd-Frank, the laws that we passed have worked.
The meeting came as regulators worked to finalize new rules requiring brokers who are handling clients' retirement accounts to put the consumer's interests ahead of their own. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Six people are dead in an early morning boarding house fire in Atlanta. Fire Department spokesman Cortez Stafford says the four men and two women were trapped inside because there was no exit out of the back of the building.
There was no door in the back of the home that the victims could have possibly escaped.
Stafford says the cause of the fire has not yet been determined. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning retires. During his announcement on ESPN, Manning teared up when he talked about the advice given to him when he was a rookie by late Baltimore Colts quarterback Johnny Unitas.
I hope that old number 19 is up there with his flat top and maybe his black high tops on. And I hope he knows that I have stayed at it. And maybe he's even a little proud of me.
Manning, a five-time MVP, leaves as the NFL's all-time leading passer and winningest starting quarterback, and the only one to win Super Bowls with two different teams. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.